Prosecutors have decided not to charge Jeremy Rosetto in the shooting deaths of Anna Marie Miller and James Bell in Milwaukee on March 12th. An investigation found that Rosetto shot the two in self-defense while they were attacking him. But WPR's tally of gun homicides for the year remains unchanged because of two new deaths last weekend in Racine and Milwaukee. On Saturday, 21-year-old Dulandon Ratliff was shot and killed following an argument outside a bar in downtown Racine. And on Sunday in Milwaukee, 17-year-old Aurelius Williams was shot and killed during an attempted robbery on the city's north side. Suspects have been charged in both deaths. The national total for gun deaths this year, according to the Washington, D.C.-based Gun Violence Archives, is 2,660. 186 of those are listed in the self-defense category. Mark Bryant runs the archive.
I intentionally tried to drive any bias out of the data so that anything that has to do with guns being used in public, whether legally or illegally, would be counted. And of course, people can use that any way they see fit.
The website includes a tally of all gun-related incidents, fatal or non-fatal, accidental or intentional. Bryant hopes the data will be useful to policymakers as they draft laws aimed at reducing deaths and injuries, and also for advocates of gun rights or gun control. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.